Saturday. We are in downtown Los Angeles. You're listening to Skid Row Studios. That means it is time for a new episode of Bad Advice. I am your host, Drew Marks. I want to thank you for listening. Make sure you like us on Facebook. You can also subscribe to Bad Advice free on iTunes. And also, and this is our newest thing, so make sure you follow us on Twitter at Drew's Bad Advice. As I am every week, I am joined by a panel of very funny people. We have Ken August, host of the weekly wrap-up here on Skid Row Studios.
Yeah. Happy to be here.
The very funny and lovely Marie Del Preti. Marie's got a TV show on, it's not Lifetime. What is
it? No, it's Nick Mom. It's an after 10 o'clock on Nick Jr. turns into Nick Mom when the kids go to bed.
Well, I'm sure if you ever have a child abducted, you'll have a show on Lifetime. All right. We also have my funny friend, Mr. Vince Royale is here with us.
Yeah. Here.
And he's very, very excited, as you can tell. All right, Sal Rodriguez, host here on Skid Row of... Go ahead, Sal.
Knows the name. It's called Registered Ear Offenders. Fridays, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on skidrowstudios.com.
Nice. And then we have a new guest, a first-timer here. This is a very, very beautiful girl. She is a very talented actress. I love that she played a stripper on House.
Oh, my God.
That is fantastic. And she's done that in my mind. I can't tell you how many times. No, she is a good friend of mine. She's not. She's a very talented actress. Miss Jennifer Wiggins. Say hi, Jen.
Hi, how you doing?
All right. So we got a full panel. We're going to jump right into it. We got a lot to cover today. If you're new to Bad Advice, what we do here is we take questions on any subject at all. Since we are untrained and unqualified, we will help you out with some bad advice. You can call and be part of the program. Our number here, 800-893-9562. You can call in with a question. You can also call in if you just want to chime in on what we're talking about. All right, the other thing we do is cover news stories. These are people, true stories from around the world, people I feel need advice, but we're too stupid or lazy to ask. Our first one comes from New York. Apparently, at the Broadway play Grace... During a performance of Grace, the new Broadway play which stars Paul Rudd and Michael Shannon, it was memorable, surprising, and dramatic, but for all the wrong reasons. Apparently, an audience member slowly leaned over from where he sat in the mezzanine. He then vomited all over the balcony, directly onto the prime orchestra section below. It says as people were trying to get him back up and onto his feet, he threw up again all over the people below him in the orchestra, and then proceeded to collapse on the floor of the balcony. A group of about 20 people that were standing around and everyone else in the theater was looking back at the commotion. They said the stench of the vomit was so overwhelming that it made everyone uncomfortable and many were running for the doors. A source at the theater said the theater goer was either drunk or simply elderly.
I think that he just didn't like the play.
It wasn't that good.
Wasn't this a Stand By Me segment? You guys remember that? Hey, lard ass, chow down, wide load.
Yeah, but I don't understand the age thing. What age do you have to become where you just randomly throw up? Like, what age is that?
You almost threw up on the way over here.
That's not because of age. That's because I am the least healthiest person you've ever met.
He thinks Funyuns is a food group.
That's not a food group.
No.
Shit. I got that sandwich.
Wait, what'd you say was on the play, Drew? Paul Rudd?
Paul Rudd.
I vomit when I see him, too.
That's why I always sit up top.
He's good.
Who is he?
Paul Rudd was he's been in a bunch of stuff.
Nobody knows his name.
He was in Anchorman.
No.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
What was the problem? Why was all the commotion? Why did they leave?
Let me ask you a question. If you paid for orchestra pit tickets, you're watching this play, good, bad, or not, and all of a sudden somebody just... throws up from above you.
I mean, that's what happens, but I'm sure you're straight.
What happens to him every day?
What plays or movies are you going to where that just happens?
Concert where people vomited, threw up.
On you?
Everywhere. Gallagher concert, apparently.
I don't leave. I go to see the show.
You expect, like, classier people at a play, but apparently not.
No. If you're sitting next to Vince with his poncho over there.
I just like that the person said he was either drunk or elderly. Like, those were the two choices.
It's like, what age is that?
Look at him. I can't tell whether he's sick or old.
Maybe he just had a bad snack at the snack stand. Or, I don't know.
That's why you sit in the balcony. Nobody pukes up.
Well, my advice is wear a hat. Or anywhere you go.
Plastic, you know those old lady plastic hooded things that you can tie?
Little
on?
Bonnet? That might work.
That your grandmother wore.
It would go wonderful would with a little black dress.
Wouldn't that be pretty?
Yeah.
Or a shower cap. Everybody should get a shower cap. If you're going to sit in that
like
section.
The little lunch ladies that they wear.
A shower cap seems like a good idea, actually. Right? Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
All right, so if you're going to New York to see a play, prepare.
Shower cap.
All right,
bring
moving on. Our next story. This one's got a great title. It just says, alleged illegal dentist accused of kissing woman's buttocks.
Oh, didn't you just come from the dentist today?
I did.
Marie just came from the dentist, so we were going to find out more about this shortly.
He better kiss my ass if he keeps hurting my mouth like this.
How ugly was this woman that the dentist thought the ass was her mouth?
Well, let me tell you the story first. It says, a Florida man accused of performing illegal dental work was arrested again after police said he had administered a shot for a woman's toothache and then kissed her buttocks.
What kind of shot is
this? He said he posed as a dentist and treated the woman who paid him as much as $65 for his services in a Hollywood apartment.
Oh.
In an apartment?
He apparently put paste in the woman's mouth to help alleviate pain from a toothache. And then after she continued to complain of the pain, he told her she would need to pull her pants down to administer a shot.
It was nice. I like
then,
a dentist,
in a room fully equipped with dental equipment, the man touched her private area and kissed her buttocks.
Well, you know what? I blame the woman.
I do too.
Because if your insurance only covers household dental plans, you know, then you deserve for your. She didn't even get penetrated. Why is she complaining?
Well, he only charged her $65. Exactly. How much are you getting done?
You're probably getting cavities removed. So what if the guy kisses your butt cheek?
Well, one thing you can be certain of is that I'm sure he used the dental dam.
But like, why are you pulling down your pants?
At
you know, put the shot in my arm. I would have been a little bit more New York, you know, savvy. Like, hey, put it in my arm. You know,
I wouldn't have been in
it hurts
apartment.
When you get it in your gum.
I don't
go
know
ahead.
If that's New York. Saying to the dentist, hey, you don't do that in my ass. I don't know if that's even New York.
Well, now I have to worry next time I go to my dentist.
As long as you're at his office and not at his apartment, I think you're okay.
If you're in the office and he says, hey, I need to put this in your ass, you're fine with that.
Absolutely not. I think you're safe. If you're at the dental office.
I was going to say, I'm going to get a white coat.
Because I got confused. Because I was going to be like, okay. It's in the office.
Actually,
okay,
yeah, it's fine. If you need to take your pants off in the office, go for it.
The whole ass thing does change the whole thing. It was like, do you want Novocaine or gas?
How good was her ass? Is there a picture of her ass?
No, there is a picture of the dentist. And quite frankly, if you look at this guy's face, I would walk in and go, yeah, not that guy.
Yeah, I actually thought this was a picture of her ass.
But at the very least, if I've learned anything today, I've learned I don't want to go out with Vince. Why? Either gets puked on or someone's playing with his ass, depending on where he's going.
All I'm saying is if I want my teeth cleaned, it was only $65 to get a cavity out. I wouldn't complain if all he did was fucking.
You let him kiss your ass.
He's happy about the deal.
As long as it's not being penetrated.
If you give Vince a Groupon, you can do whatever fuck you want.
If there's a dentist listening who is willing to give me Invisalign, I will let him kiss my ass.
What's
all day
Invisalign?
Long. Invisalign are those invisible braces. You know,
what makes you people think that that's
They're
something
like
doctors are waiting
grand.
To hear? Like, hey, you know what? As soon as you let me, you know, give me the offer to play with your ass.
Well, the other thing is, I think obviously dentists are willing to do it.
So I just want to know how Marie's dental visit went.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It blew because, you know, he had...
Oh, so he did it from the front.
I love my dentist. He likes to have, like, full-on conversations as he's, like, destroying my mouth. Like, you know, they gave me the, you know, nitrous... And
so you had the laughing gas.
I had the laughing gas. And my dentist is so like loving, giving laughing gas. But it's just like, I had to tell him to crank it down a little bit. It was getting out of control. Like everything went. And I'm like, oh my God.
You were suddenly in Friday the 13th. Was he wearing a ski mask or a hockey mask?
He didn't want her to feel uncomfortable. So he took his pants off too, which is nice.
Well, okay. I can see if you give that much nitrous to somebody that you could pull down your pants and be like, sure, whatever.
Okay, well, then my advice here before we move on is you've all seen the Hannibal Lecter thing, you know, the mask you put on.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have your dentist wear one of those. That way, no matter what happens, you know, he can't kiss you because he's got that weird little cover on.
Well, he can't kiss you, but he'll stick something else in there.
You can always take the mask off while you're sleeping.
Vince wants you to staple the mask on his face.
My advice, sir, is if you're going to get it in your ass, get some nitrous.
There's been numerous
help.
Dentists.
Then it's all okay.
Nitrous, the new lube. Okay, moving on.
Fantastic.
Now we're going to do a question because we got asked this question. We were on Sirius Radio 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, boy.
And it was a lot of fun. We were on the Playboy Network and Spice Radio. And We had a question, but we were getting a lot of live callers, which if you want to call here, 800-893-9562. What a hell of a segue. Anyway, nice. This question we didn't get to answer because we got a live call, but we still owe this person, I think, an answer. So we're going to do it again. Denise in Studio City had written in and said, my boss has a thing for feet. For the last year, he has paid me a lot of money to let him touch and kiss my feet. He never asks for sex, but he does sometimes masturbate while he does it. He pays me a lot. Now, I recently got engaged. Do I need to share this with my fiance? I don't want to have secrets, but I just don't think he'd understand.
Does she want to continue being a toho or what?
Apparently, yeah.
That was my awesome question. Phrase. Is she going to keep doing it?
So she enjoys it?
She doesn't enjoy it, I don't think. She doesn't say she doesn't, but he's given her a lot of money.
Well, at some point in time, the boyfriend or the fiance is going to realize that, you know, her socks stick to her feet or something. I mean, you got to assume at some point it's coming out. Hey, why is everything stuck to your feet when you walk through the house?
Well, he's going to want to play with her feet, and she's going to call him by the wrong name.
Actually, yeah. Sperm feels like, it feels like Elmer's glue. It actually dries to a...
I love you so much.
You can put it all over the palms of your hands.
You have to flake it off, though.
So you get the impression of
it. Is it like one of those mud beels?
Are you still on nitrous by any chance? I love you so much.
Is it considered cheating if someone else is playing with your feet?
But see, did it get on her feet?
Yeah, it got on her
feet. I don't know.
Can I ask this? Right? He sometimes masturbates? What's he doing the other time she's playing with her feet?
Just enjoying it.
Oh, okay. See, I know a girl who is a toho, but she does not have them. They don't masturbate on her. They don't do anything like that. They just massage them. They don't even put them in her mouth.
It's called a pedicure.
What place are you going to that the pedicure is putting your feet in her mouth?
No, she said massage.
No.
She's saying it also has a dentist.
You're not supposed to do that.
You ever had your feet in a person's mouth? I dated this girl that used to suck on my feet. It was one of the most amazing experiences of my life.
Not the toes, the feet. They jam a whole foot.
She would jam my
feet. She's got a huge mouth.
It was fucking awesome.
Or Sal has remarkably small feet.
I do. I wear a size 5 shoe.
I have a foot phobia. I hate feet, so I can't.
You don't
even
like
go
feet?
There.
Yeah,
well, I mean, you don't like your own feet.
No, I don't
like
a girl's toe like if feet. She likes it. That's not a problem.
Well,
but
she's got like fromage down there.
No, then I'm not going anywhere near it. I'm a neat freak. We all know that from the show. But here's the thing, Jen, something you should know about the show. No matter what question or story we have, between Marie and Vic, they've done it. It does. They know
and
someone.
Done it better.
Okay, no,
it.
You're right.
I know
you said
you have done it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know.
She has a friend.
Got it. Okay.
I have a lot of friends.
But here's the thing. I'll tell you right now. If you're talking a lot of money, now, she didn't give a figure, but I'm assuming it's like $10,000.
What?
My friend said it could go up to a couple of $1,000 a session.
So if I had a girlfriend or a fiance and she came to me and said, listen, my boss at work on a monthly basis gives me like $5,000 or $10,000 and all he wants to do is touch and fondle my feet, maybe kiss them and whack off onto the, you know, the conference table. I would be like, listen, there is no way our relationship is going to work out if you don't do that.
It's $5,000.
You have a very interesting future relationship, Drew.
You don't think your husband would?
No, I don't think he would be into that.
Really?
No, I don't think he'd be into
it. Are you guys like independently wealthy? Jen, you just got married.
I don't think he'd be into it. I don't think that'd be a joke.
He doesn't have to be into it, but this is a lot of money.
Exactly. Yeah, but he likes my feet, and that's his property.
Oh, really?
Beach? No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Not really.
Before we move on, Jen,
he would not be into it.
He would not be into it.
Jen is half Chinese, so she must have really nice, pretty feet.
No, I don't like
feet. Are they tied? Like, are they bound?
They're not.
You're half Asian.
I'm
1 foot bound.
She left her toes in the car on the way here, which is nice.
Okay. All right.
You're half Chinese?
Really? You wouldn't be into it?
I don't like feet. Oh. I hate
she wouldn't
it.
Be into
I
it.
I can barely tolerate a pedicure.
No, if the guy enjoys your feet, and
you wouldn't have to do it
in a sexual manner.
Feet.
No, gross.
Okay,
my husband will massage my feet, and that's wonderful, and that feels good.
It does,
but no, I can't be near feet
for $5,000.
Well, Vince is like, there's got to be a number that we can agree on.
No,
$1 million. Give me
$1 million.
$1 million.
You would
sodomize my feet. You could do whatever you want.
I'd have to check with my husband to see how he felt about
it. Can you sodomize a foot?
Well, we'll try.
We'll give it
$1 million.
Moving on, our next story. This one, a British man is facing criminal charges after accidentally handing out bags of cocaine to a police officer's children on Halloween night. Apparently, 23-year-old Daniel Jr. Green is facing sentencing after confessing to the charges of possessing a Class A drug. This was an accidental act. It was grossly foolhardy, his public defender told the court. He's been embarrassed by the publicity, but does not really feel sorry for himself. He says he was reaching into his pocket to hand out some Haribo cookies. What is a Haribo cookie?
I don't know.
But he was giving the, first of all, that's a shitty thing to give out on Halloween, but we're going
to
move on.
I don't want you pulling anything out of your pocket to give to me.
It says he was giving out Haribo cookies and candies that his girlfriend had purchased for Halloween, but instead he gave the children a pack containing 8 snap bags of cocaine that he had purchased earlier the same day.
In my neighborhood, at trick-or-treating, that would have been a fucking score.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the kids are probably stoked to get that Haribo
bowl
crap.
In the bag.
When the police came to arrest him, he said, I know exactly why you were here. I knew you were coming. And then, you want to know, could he have his cocaine back?
Is this from Breaking Bad? Like, what's going on?
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Are people that stupid? Apparently. Really?
Yeah, they are.
Those were some
have you met people?
Kids,
yes,
though.
I actually have.
They can actually flip that candy.
They could have flipped it and bought all the candy they wanted.
I know.
Here's the good news. That kid, when he left that house, he finished trick-or-treating in 3 minutes.
I know. He covered 4 neighborhoods. He was like...
Fucking trick-or-treated his way all the way through the country in an hour and a half.
Yeah, but I agree with Sal. When I was growing up, we would have been like, Mom, you can throw out all the razor-filled apples you want, but don't touch that.
How old were these kids? They got the 8 balls.
42.
They're under 10.
42.
They keep going to this same idiot's house every year.
All right, I'm surprised the parents
didn't advice?
Keep it.
Keep your candy in a different pocket?
That would be a good advice.
I think he just got confused because, you know, cocaine is often referred to as nose candy.
Don't put the candy in a bowl. This way you don't get it confused.
I know. Have you ever gone to a house? Like, how suspicious would you be if you go trick-or-treat and the guy who's about to give you candy reaches into his pocket?
Right? Yeah. It'd be like a melted Twix.
Sure, that's what some people call it.
No, that's a Mike and Ike, hon.
Here's some candy.
Let me see what I got here. Oh, let me get that lint off.
Here's 8 ball, whatever.
Yeah. Here's candy from last year. I haven't worn these jeans in a while.
And that's specifically because Vince, you know, my roommate, he lives at my house. That's specifically why I do not let Vince answer the door on Halloween.
I don't give out drugs.
Because we don't let you answer the door.
He wouldn't give away drugs.
No.
Exactly.
He'd be asking the kids, do you have any?
Exactly. Hey, I'll give you some Snickers. You have any Coke?
I'm kind of high. What kind of candy you got?
In my neighborhood in Brooklyn, like when they didn't have candy, they'd be like, hey, can you break a 10? You know, like they'd give us money because they were all mafia people.
Can you break a 10?
I'm like, why do I have to break the 10?
I can't have the whole thing?
No, right? Give me the money.
My advice is for the kids. Kids, you take whatever the fuck the adult gives you and you shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth
or I'll smack it.
Kids are snitch.
You just snort the fun dip anyway, so it's not a bad idea.
This next story is going to make you ladies appreciate your husbands. Mm. Okay. Frederick Hengel pleads not guilty to killing and cooking wife.
Oh.
A 68-year-old man pleaded not guilty Wednesday to murdering his wife after police found her severed head in a freezer and her body parts cooking on the stove at their Oceanside home.
You know, women are not happy if you cook. They're not happy if you don't cook.
I think he misinterpreted the term eating.
Oh.
And making dinner.
You think?
It's like, don't make me the dinner.
Well, yeah.
No, the wife said, eat me.
Don't eat me.
It
said,
eat me, oops.
Police responded to neighbors' complaints about a foul odor coming from the couple's 2-story bedroom bungalow-style house. The police entered through a window and saw 3 pans of meat cooking on the stove that turned out to be parts of the victim, 73-year-old Anna Faris.
Wow.
For 73, she looked good in her movies.
I was going to say.
What is it? Scary movie, right?
Yeah.
Very important, by the way. It's a bungalow-style house. That's very important in this story.
This is an actress?
No, don't you know who Anna Faris is?
Anna Faris, who is so
I don't know.
Do you watch movies at all?
I don't know. You know what? If it's not me, I don't care who they are.
She plays the stew.
Oh, did we have a call?
That's who she plays right now.
Is it still there?
She played the pot of soup.
Hold on. I can't hear you, Nick, but we have a call.
Oh.
Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, cool. Thanks for calling Bad Advice. Who do we have on the line?
All right. This is Maxwell.
Maxwell, what's happening, bud? Maxwell, I'm guessing the last name isn't smart.
Keeping it cool in a cesspool.
What's that?
Just keeping it cool in a cesspool.
Nice, nice. Keeping it real. All right. Well, Maxwell, you got a question for us on Bad Advice?
No, I just saw this come up on my Facebook. And I always like calling in these podcasts. I really had nothing to say.
What do you do?
You sound like
Maxwell, what do you do for a living?
I'm in limbo. I'm trying to be a comic, but I keep alienating everyone in the like the communities and stuff. So I keep getting like excommunicated from comedy.
Are you a douchebag? Is that why?
What are you saying?
That would make him a good comic.
Do you call up podcasts with nothing to say?
People in Las Vegas have no sense of humor. They have no concept.
Oh, so you're in Vegas.
It's like they live in this small bubble. I'm like, go out to L.A. and try to do those hacky jokes. Go out to New York.
Oh, is that what they say to you?
Now, where are you from originally? Are you from Vegas?
No, I would never say I'm from this city. I grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, yeah, you guys got a good football team. I'm kidding.
So are you doing jokes about Vegas in Vegas?
Hey, we're gonna beat the Raiders tomorrow.
That's probably true.
I
don't know who they are.
Yeah.
You never heard of the Raiders?
Anna Faris plays for them.
Oh, Anna Faris plays for them, apparently. I don't know.
Such a chick.
Well, this is all hilarious.
Yeah, well, listen, man.
The bad advice is it's too much of it, especially all the advice that I've been given, because that was the advice.
What did you need advice with before I let you go, buddy? You tell us what you need advice with, and we'll help you. What is it you need?
How can you get a girlfriend without having a set of wheels? That's what.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you. First thing, you don't need a car. Okay, all you need is a rag and some chloroform.
Nice,
nice, Drew. Yeah.
That's my favorite cologne.
Is your favorite cologne?
Just say you're a dentist and you work out of your home.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one too. Did you hear our first story? Do you have an apartment? Do you have a place to live?
I live on a magic carpet, so I'm just kind of like
Oh, he's high.
Oh, he's high as can be. Well, listen.
I'm in a hotel currently.
Oh, all right. Well, then, okay, here's what you do. You keep the lights out, and when the maid comes knocking, you start a rocking. All right, listen, we're going to let you go, man, but enjoy bad advice and call us back next time. All right?
All right, man.
You have a good one.
All right, Pete.
Thanks.
That guy's in a hotel in Vegas. I got a feeling that he'll be passing out cocaine to trick-or-treaters.
Holy cow. We have a very elite group that listens to this show.
Well,
so
if his comedy's
right
anything
now.
Like that phone call, I can see why he's getting run.
Dude, how do you not want to see the comic that lives on a magic carpet?
That is the first phone call I ever got a contact high from, by the way.
And has no wheels, though. He can't get to the gig.
Magic carpet. Awesome.
He should just perform at home.
Or use the magic carpet.
That's it. All right. Well, we were talking about the man. If you have anything, otherwise we'll move on. The guy that killed and cooked his wife.
Yeah, you shouldn't
do
that.
The problem was he was using the wrong seasoning.
Yeah, it didn't smell good.
Foul odor. You know, if you could, you know, use enough seasoning to cover the foul odor, it'd have been okay.
So you're saying the complaint was more about the cooking than the murder is what you're claiming?
Well, yeah, the neighbors complained about a foul odor.
Well, why is the odor foul? I could imagine that if either Marie or Jen were cooking, it would smell great.
You mean our bodies?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Have I had milk?
We're not going to test that theory, but
let's
test Jen's feet. Let's cook Jen's feet. She hates feet anyway, so let's just take them off.
Yeah,
but
she doesn't
have enough meat on her bones. I couldn't get a good I couldn't be full. She's tiny.
I'm sitting on the meat part though.
Oh, she's got a meat. She's got a bumper.
So there's an outside chance Sal's a murderer, apparently. By the way, so we got
outside.
That going.
Could you imagine if Vic was here for this conversation right now?
I don't understand. Why didn't he just bury her in the backyard? Look, he shouldn't be killing anybody.
Well, if you're going to cook somebody,
probably not.
It should smell good.
I assume if it was, but I agree with Vince. I think it's probably a question of seasoning.
Garlic.
I'm assuming his wife was kind of
rank. Don't be a bad cook.
Don't be a bad cook.
There's the advice.
Too long. That's tough.
Friggin' take a class.
There's entire networks devoted to cooking.
He should have made a sauce.
Yeah.
Sauce can cover up, tomatoes cover up skunk smell, everything.
Right.
You know what you're supposed to use? You're supposed to use the George Foreman lean, mean wife reducing machine.
Exactly.
Nice. See, just Google a recipe for wife ass and you'll be fine.
I just have a problem giving bad advice for that one. somebody was brewing in a pot.
Yeah, but he was nice. He didn't cook the head.
Three pots.
That's what stunk was the head.
The head would smell.
That's what was smelling, probably, because he didn't brush your teeth.
The head was in the freezer, keeping an eye on everything else.
No, the body was, she's a biggin.
The head was in the freezer. He's going to make some ice cubes out of it.
To this guy's defense, he was obviously with someone who he couldn't fit into one pot.
Yeah.
It's got to be a big woman.
So you're saying she let herself go.
That's what I'm saying.
Does it give a reason why he offed her?
Hungry.
I'm going.
She wasn't a good cook.
Bored.
bored. Like, I don't think I'll kill you.
If a married couple has to find, they were in their 70s and stuff. So if you're trying to spice up the, she probably said we need to do something to spice up the marriage, and he thought she meant condiments.
Let me eat your ass.
How's it going?
Let's try eating me. Oh, no, not like that.
Spice up the marriage.
Look at that. You woke Vince up.
I woke Vince up with that one. Nice. Look at him. He's laughing. Holy shit. Next story. Apparently, sex in a Dubai taxi got Rebecca Blake and Connor McRedmond sentenced to 3 months in jail. God. Got another call? I can't hear you, but...
It's the same guy. He wanted to finish the story.
Okay, is he on the line?
Last segment about cooking the large body parts.
I recognize that voice. Hi, Mom.
Drew's mother.
I'm very concerned. Do I have worry here after hearing your last segment that you were cooking a very, very large pot of soup last night?
I was, actually. That's funny, because I talked to my mom yesterday. But, Mom, I'm not married.
I know.
Anymore.
But you still could have cooked somebody else's.
No, we haven't seen his roommate Pete in quite some
time. That's true.
Mom, I need some reassurance here. Do I have reason
to... You have nothing to worry about.
Yes, you do, Mom. Yes,
you do. Plenty of reason to worry.
That's Marie, Mom.
It's Marie, Mom. Hi. Listen, you do have a lot to worry about with Drew. He has issues.
I'm on the pot of soup.
We don't know what's in his fridge.
He told me that he made turkey soup out of the turkey carcass from Thanksgiving, but I'm a little iffy right now.
Well, I was there, and whoever you were cooking smelled delicious.
That's right. I got news for you. If nothing else, you have nothing to worry about, Mom, because none of the neighbors complained.
Well, they did, but it was in Spanish. I couldn't hear.
And in my neighborhood, it would be Mexican tortilla soup anyway. All right. Okay, love you, Mom. I'll talk to you later.
I'm listening to the waiting for the next segment.
Okay, bye, Mom.
Bye.
That's my mom calling.
With your mother.
That's fantastic. Hi, Mom. My mom listens to the show.
My mom's
That's
never fantastic. Listened to my show, ever.
Marie, you see, you worry your parents will ever listen. My mom listens every week.
I have a feeling they do listen. They're just not talking to me about it.
Okay, well, anyway, this couple, they apparently got arrested and got 3 months in jail for having sex in a cab in Dubai. Now, the couple says they did no wrong. The couple do admit to going on a 10-hour drinking binge on the night of their reported sexual indiscretions. But they say, no, they don't remember having sex.
There you go. Case closed.
Yeah,
the
drunk.
People been drinking for 10 hours don't remember it. Case closed.
Yeah. Exactly. Now it says the taxi driver parked his car and called over a police officer who said that he saw Blake without underwear sitting on McRedmond, whose pants were around his knees. Mm. Blake maintained that McRedmond had helped her regain her balance because she was drunk.
And you have to take your pants down for that. I'm so going I to totally assume am with it.
That if this cab driver just waited for these people to get sick and die, because if you sit in a cab with no pants on, you're catching something pretty goddamn soon. So, especially in where was this?
Dubai.
Dubai.
It's a horrible place to be naked in a cab.
Because Dubai is part of the United Arab Emirates, and you are allowed to have sex in a taxi, but the woman has to be in a burqa.
Okay.
If she was in a burqa,
can you actually do that? Like, how do you get turned on if the woman's in a burqa?
You know what? When I was in Dubai, I spent some time in the Middle East, and I had this encounter with this young lady, and we just made eye contact, and we were staring at each other until her relatives pulled her away out of anger.
And you're certain that was a woman? You can tell from the eyes only.
Yes.
Okay.
You sure I can tell by your eyes that you're a man.
No, you can't tell that at all.
Actually, if you pull your dress up, Marie, it's almost burqa-like.
Yeah, let's give that a
there
shot.
It is. There it is.
Oh, that looks very good. You look very terrorist-y.
She looks like a woman.
Oh, wait. Put it up again. Okay.
Okay, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Woman? Okay, now down. Whore. Woman?
This is the virgin?
Whore.
Nice. Your husband is a very lucky man. All right. Well, I guess there's not really advice for this couple other than, you know, next time.
Remember it.
Yeah.
Can't they plead like insanity or something because they were drunk? I mean, this is ridiculous. What kind of laws are over there?
First of all, what the hell are you doing in Dubai?
Second of all, they're not prostitutes. They're a couple. They're in love-ish. And they did it in the
car. I wonder if they were in love because they were naked in the back of a cab?
From what I know, you can't even hold hands in Dubai.
Maybe he was a dentist.
Is it that conservative in Dubai?
No. Dubai is a lot like Vegas. Anything goes. There are other parts of the UAE, like Abu Dhabi, they're a little more conservative. But Dubai is almost like Vegas. I've been there.
What happens in Dubai stays in Dubai?
Seriously, so you're saying if you have sex in a cab in Vegas, you're going to jail for 3 months? That is completely incorrect, sir.
That's insane. You blow the cop, it's only a month.
Okay. If you got lots of cash, I'm sure you can.
I'm falling for that trick a seventh time, by the way.
All right. Well, we'll move on. This one is, I'm afraid this is a little sad and yet funny at the same time, and you'll understand when I read the story. A clown suffered a fatal collapse in front of spectators at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh.
Yeah. 67-year-old Robert Biasetti went into cardiac arrest as he made balloon animals at 6th Avenue and West 39th Street on Thursday.
That is...
Yeah, because you're from New York, Marie.
I know, and the balloons.
See, still some spoiled
But again, it's a sad story. He died, but it's kind of happy because there's a clown.
Was he a sad clown?
Oh, you see, I don't like clowns, so that's okay with me.
Wait, Ken made a
that doesn't sad me at all.
Right? Ken made a movie about a clown funeral. What's is it really a sad occasion when a clown dies?
Not to me, it's not.
Yeah, see, I'm with you on that.
Really?
Why do people hate clowns? And
well, I don't particularly like clowns, well, but I don't. Unlike Jen and Ken,
really
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't hope they die of heart attacks.
No.
Are there like 5-6 kids still waiting around for him to finish the balloon animals right now? Going, this guy's taking a long time.
Here's the thing. If he was in the middle, what would have made this funny is he's having a heart attack, but if he didn't get to tie it off, it's like, oh my God, he's having a heart attack. And then you hear...
Can I say something about this job requirement of making the balloon animals?
Yeah.
I bought a bag of those balloons, those long balloons. They are impossible to blow up. Like, you feel like your brain cells are like exploding because it takes so much wind to blow like.
I would like to watch that effort. Wrong to say? Is that
I couldn't even do it.
But Marie's saying she's not good at blowing, is what she's saying.
I'm not. Well, that's intense. I think
and
that
she won't
that's
come on her feet.
That's what gave him a heart attack, was blowing into that balloon.
No, you know what? The serious wow. balloon
it's
people, they have a little pump that they use.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they don't go, they pump them up.
Oh,
is that really true?
Guys.
Those are the professionals.
Those are lazy ass clowns. Now I do hope he has a heart attack.
Right? See?
My husband actually blew up the balloon and made a little doggy for my kid, but I just couldn't do it.
You were passed out on the couch.
I was just like.
And there's pills that can help you blow up the balloon, too.
Really?
What are the pills?
Yeah. The prompts and his pills.
Seriously, you woke up for that? All right. Our next story. I'm not sure what that had to do with anything, but all right. We're moving on. Is time going that quickly? Are we really down to 22 minutes? All right. We're going to do another quick story, and then we're going to get into questions. This one, woman charged for allegedly having sex with a skeleton in Sweden. Apparently, this woman took boning to a new level. A 37-year-old woman is accused of necrophilia and was formally charged on Tuesday for the crime of violating the peace of the dead.
What it shouldn't piece? Count if there's no flesh.
How is that possible?
Yeah, what piece was she
doing? It says the woman denies the charges. She claims that she merely collected the bones out of historical interest.
And she held them in her vagina.
Was it the leg bone?
But there were photos, and it says some of the photos show a woman licking a skull. She has a lot of photos of morgues and chapels, and in a lot of them, she's doing things with them.
But what part, like, can actually wow. symbolize a penis? Besides,
yeah, I'm like, how
like,
is that even possible?
Arms.
I give the girl
foot,
credit for even trying.
She was using the foot, the skeleton.
The foot bone's connected
oh,
to
Jen,
the...
Oh, Jen, you would hate that. That sounds like a
that
great
would be awful.
Skeleton feet.
Seriously, well, you know, we have Ron Swallow on the show a lot.
Mm.
He's kind of skinny. A woman would have a hard time telling the difference. I mean, he's just like a skeleton that talks.
But how is she having sex with the carcass. With
In order to symbolize having sex with me, she would have to use the humerus.
Maybe
thank you, anatomy fan.
Or a phalange.
Or maybe a really big
wow.
Maybe she just sat in the skull's face.
And waited for something to happen.
Oh
God.
Maybe that's really morbid.
Like, could you imagine she's like sitting on the skull's face going... Are you going to do something or what?
It ended when the skeleton went, you know what, I'm not really in the mood for this.
Indiana Bones, Temple of Doom.
She's a little trouble. Indiana Bones
nice.
And the Temple of Doom.
That's a new movie.
He's sleeping. He's trying to figure how to make everything we talk about into a porn movie. That was nice.
That's where the money is.
Maybe she took the phrase bone
to it, yeah.
a little serious.
Yeah.
You know,
like popped a boner.
Here's the thing. I say, listen, you know, when they say disturbing or like doing bad things to the deceased,
yes.
it's like, seriously, if you have the option of cremation, being buried in the ground, or having some chick trying to have sex with you for eternity, I'm going with, let's do that.
Yeah, that's not a crime.
Well, you know what it is? Like, if you're going to have sex with a dead person, why wait that long? You know, till they turn into a full skeleton?
Yes.
At least when they're freshly dead. they're still kind of lively.
Well, you know, Ted
Bundy. Ted Ritter is set in.
I don't think you know what lively means.
Right?
Professional. Well,
no. You guys, like Ted Bundy used to go have sex with. Ted Bundy apparently would bury some women and then go have sex with their skeletons later.
Really?
He would.
See, that's weird.
Yeah, but see, he has a penis and there's a hole. It's very quiet. How the hell does a woman have sex with a skeleton? There's nothing there.
She's got to be doing tailbone or something.
I have to agree with you. I think that I would be okay.
She's trying to figure out how to do it.
I would be okay with after I die with women impaling themselves with my bones. I would be all right with that.
Sometimes when a person dies, their penis can still be erect. So it can happen if you do it right away.
Yeah, that happens.
I knew this nurse.
That happens in World of Warcraft only.
No, listen.
Well, he knew a nurse.
Go ahead.
Actually, she lost her nursing license because she would take pictures of people in comas that had erections.
Yes.
And she would play with the...
Because that's a good coffee table book.
She would play with it?
Yeah, she would play with it, take pictures with it.
And would she blow it or anything?
I don't know. She didn't tell me that.
No, that would be weird, Sal.
That would be crossing the line.
No, she thought it was funny. She thought it was hilarious. So that's how she lost her license.
Yeah, imagine that.
My point is that so if a person's asleep or maybe they just freshly passed away, their penis would still be effective. So you could just hop on.
No, it wouldn't. Unless they passed away 8 seconds ago. No, it wouldn't. Yeah. Well,
I'm going back to the smell factor, but you know.
He's a very morbid show.
Yeah, I know. It's a little weird.
Sorry,
Mom, you should not be listening today. All right.
I brought it.
We're going to move on because we got a bunch of questions to get to. This is another one we didn't get to answer on the last show. So we do owe this to Bobby in Tampa. He wrote in, Dear Bad Advice, I have a really strange question. I recently met an ex-boyfriend of the girl I'm dating. He was a little person, not short, an actual midget. That was weird enough, but when we got into a fight over it, she told me that he was better endowed than me. Is that even possible? I don't know if she was just messing with me, but I can't stop thinking about it. Could that really be true?
I think it can.
I've seen midget porn. It's possible.
Are we talking about dwarves? Midgets or dwarves?
Done.
Is there a difference?
Yeah, yes. A midget is fully uniform. A dwarf has
I just assume they're all like Vic.
You make midgets wear uniforms?
They wear uniforms.
They're That's little awesome. People. And you know what? It makes sense because if the length didn't go into their body, it went someplace.
Is that sort of like when if a person loses their sight, their sense of smell gets increased? So you're saying if they're not tall, they have huge penises.
Exactly.
I think a midget has a large calf, just like the rest of the midget.
Well, there you have it, Bobby. Yeah, you're smaller than a midget.
How about a midget little skeleton? What would that be like to have sex with?
Midget dick it's like a Campbell's soup can, from what I understand, by the way. From what Vince told me in his movie.
A friend of mine, they used to call him Tuna because his...
Because he smelled?
Because his penis was like the size of a tuna can.
Wait, who was?
And that's shallow?
Who was?
No, not shallow. No, it's just the width.
Oh. Like that
did
better.
Here's the thing. Was it a dolphin-safe penis?
Yeah.
I don't know, but the woman getting married had to go to the hospital a couple of times.
Was his penis packed in oil or water?
He was Italian, so it was oil.
All right. Well, we got our next question here. This one is from Vicky. Vicky Rhodes says, I have a boyfriend, but I'm still very good friends with my ex. Sometimes when we get together, I give him head. We don't have sex, but I do go down on him because he doesn't have anyone in his life and I feel bad for him. He's a really nice guy. We just didn't work out. My friend says it's cheating, and I can see why she feels that way, but is it really that bad if I only give him head?
No. What's your name?
No, that's a great friend.
That's exactly right. You are a good friend.
Now you guys know why I maintain contact with all my ex-girlfriends on Facebook.
What is this girl's name?
Vicky.
There's plenty of reasons to feel bad for me. Where is she?
It's true.
There's a litany of reasons.
Yeah, but he's a nice guy.
Yeah, but where is she?
Ooh, Jen, good one.
That hurt.
Why does she feel so bad for him? I mean, he's not a charity case. I mean, he's...
Maybe he is a charity case.
Blowing him, apparently, all the time.
He can't find another girlfriend because he's still hooking up with his ex.
Well, Vicky is like the Mother Teresa of failed relationships.
He should go get a Jenna Jameson vagina that you can get in a... plastic.
A pocket pussy.
Those are expensive.
Well, that's not my problem.
You people are horrible exes.
I don't want to be their ex-boyfriends.
Get a rubber.
I know.
What is going
I'm
on?
I'm glad you're ex. Married like, now, because if we didn't work out, I would be disappointed right now.
Get a can of cranberry. You know, the cranberries that are... They're not the chunky kind. The ones that are just solid. And then you just do that.
Are you still with the dentist right now? What is happening? What is happening with you?
See, I feel bad for her boyfriend.
You feel bad for the boyfriend?
I feel bad for the current boyfriend.
Oh, why? Because his girlfriend's a whore? Is that
yes.
That seems like a good reason.
Yeah. I feel bad for him, too, because he has no idea.
Here's the thing. It's fine. It's not wrong to do if you can look at your current boyfriend and say, I'm just blowing him a little bit. And if he doesn't get angry, you're fine. Otherwise,
yeah, so just come clean.
Vicky is clearly a people person.
Penis person?
Yeah, that
Vicky,
too.
The advice is tell your boyfriend you're doing it and see what happens.
If the ex-boyfriend's
bad advice, all right. That's some definite bad advice, Jen.
You should teach the ex-boyfriend how to do it to himself.
I think every boyfriend knows how to do it to himself.
Yeah. I don't think we need to be taught.
Yeah, we're good at that. All right, next question. This one comes from Sonia in Montebello. Sonia wrote in and said, my father said I can only go to my prom if I wear a chastity belt. Do they even make those? And if I do, will anyone be able to tell?
Oh, you could probably make your own chastity belt, I'm sure.
That's what scares me.
Like when the prom date is... You look like King Arthur or something?
What is going on? Have they had... there been chastity belts since like the
1800s? They make them for like S&M, but she can get...
I think it's a little picture of Chastity Bono that you put on there just to get the person out of the movie.
That would keep me from having sex. If I took down a girl's pants and like, Chastity Bono's face, Chaz Bono's like, hey, give me a kiss. I'd be like, no, I'm good.
That's brilliant. He's like,
Lick me.
Yes, somehow you make it, you pull it off. I don't know how that was.
That's perfect. That's what we need to wear before we go to the dentist.
Wait, she asked, can anybody tell? Yeah, you can tell when your prom date is chipping his teeth on your pussy. That's when you'll know.
Yeah, if you get that weird sound.
I don't think I'm getting vagina this prom.
When he puts on his welding mask and...
I think that's a good idea for the father. That's a good idea.
Really? Dress your woman in a suit of armor? Dress your daughter in a suit of armor? That's nice.
Lock it up.
Daughters, lock it up.
But meanwhile, she could still blow her ex-boyfriend, so what does it matter?
Or lock up his penis or something. I don't know. That'd be easier to put a cage on his penis and strap it to his
chastity
butt.
Chastity belt for the man. That works.
No. Chastity belt sucks. What you need to do is the old-fashioned, here's what they used to do in ancient Asia. You got to stick razor blades up your daughter's vagina.
Whoa.
Listen to me. You safely insert the razor blades into the vagina. When the young man tries to put his penis or tongue, he cuts the shit out of himself.
I don't think he's ever seen
how
a vagina.
Do you safely
he said safely, so it's a perfect plan.
Talk to the ancient Asians. Don't talk to me.
Okay, can we talk
to half
of you,
Jen? Don't make fun of my people. I've never heard of this. I think he's blowing smoke out his ass. I've never heard of
it. I don't blow smoke out of my ass on this show.
I have heard that women can grow teeth down there.
Like a Sarlacc pit.
Didn't we hear about that?
Yeah, we had a question about that.
That makes a lot more sense for the dentist.
Suddenly,
that actually does make sense. All right. Well, good luck with that one.
Trust.
Okay, this is a tough one. Darren in San Francisco has a question. He says, I've been married to my wife for 2 years. Her ex-husband died at a rather young age, and we just found out that his will stipulated that all of his money and property would be left to her under the condition that she has a child from his frozen sperm. She wants to do it, but I'm not so sure. What do you think?
How much are we talking here?
Yeah, how much money?
How much money?
You get more for that than you do for coming on someone's feet.
I'm assuming yes.
Okay, then you got to consider.
Yeah, how much money? Does it say how much money?
It doesn't say how much.
Well, then
do it.
If you know what's tough. No. If you're the other guy, do you really want somebody else's kidsicle coming in there?
You know what? That kid's going to be a cold-hearted bastard.
You could use the sperm and also throw in the new guy's sperm, and this way we don't know what it's going to be, but technically use the sperm.
Can you mix sperm?
You want a collage?
Mix it up.
You want a child collage? Is that what you got going?
Like a little, like, oil in it, like a little
salad. It's like Russian roulette with sperm.
I don't care what you're saying.
Which one hits?
That's great.
That's fantastic.
That's like the wife is like, I made a kid, and the husband's like, and I helped. You guys remember those commercials?
Is that how you do it?
Right now, there's two different kinds of sperm in this soda bottle.
I understand, like, the guy who died young wanted to, like, carry on his family lineage, so he did that, but yeah.
Can you not just have your regular kid and stand at the cemetery and go, okay, we did it? Can you not do that? Or is he going to?
I'm sure there's DNA tests with the lawyers.
Guaranteed that it's going to take anyway. I mean, she can insert it at the wrong time. Oh, there's the advice.
Find out
when you've passed your ovulation and then insert the turkey baster.
What's the stipulation? He has to have a child from the frozen sperm.
If there's no child, there is no inheritance.
Well, listen, get a crooked doctor to say that you put that you know, old sperm.
You can't
in there.
Just put that. Totally, you can't,
I got to tell you, between what? The I won't give head to an ex and this, you are some cold hearted ladies today.
You can't just pour the sperm in the woman's ass. You know,
there's DNA testing to prove it. So I
can she just splash it on money. Her face?
Can we just? What, you just want the guy to be happy pass. From beyond the grave?
Yeah. Can't she just have sex like with a skeleton? Can't she do that?
You guys,
I see no problem with this.
Just, it depends on how much money it is. Yeah. Depends on how much the husband. True. Just have one with the frozen and have one with the new, and yeah. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, exactly. And mix them like you know that little like shell game.
Toss a salad.
You just
there
mix
you
them up so you don't really know which
all,
is which.
All women are whores for the right amount. The well, that's what we learned today.
Having a kid is a lot of work, though. I don't know. It'd have to be a shitload of money, though, because you'd be taking care of.
Vince
the kid
would do it for $150.
I would do it for my cell phone.
Do they even want kids?
Okay, yeah. I don't know. There all right, we well, I hope we helped.
Okay. I didn't.
Have two. There you go. Done.
This next one comes from Port St. Lucie. A gentleman by the name of Albert wrote into the site, says, I am currently involved in a long-distance relationship. Lately, my girlfriend has been saying she misses having me around for sex. She asked me to choose a vibrator for her and send it to her. What's a good toy to get her?
Me?
I wonder if Ken this August is my cousin in Florida. Port St. Lucie, that's where
a
he
balloon
lives.
A lone animal.
Alberto.
Is he?
Yeah, I don't know. What's the question?
Are you trying to fuck up
Port
right
St. Lucie? No, it's my cousin, I think.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, you know Albert in Port St. Lucie?
I know Alberto. Mm.
Oh, well, that could be.
It's obviously him.
Right, well, he's in a long-distance relationship. Yeah. He doesn't see his girlfriend enough. She misses him for sex, and she wants him to buy her something and send it to her.
Send her a skeleton.
Al, do that, Al.
Yeah, just do it. Why is
yeah, but he wants to know
question
what to send her.
Oh, a rabbit.
Buy a rabbit.
Holy crap. Hands I was going to say buy a small one so she misses you more.
Done and done.
No.
I don't really know what the fuck a rabbit is, so be it.
Or the dolphin. No, you need two people for that. The rabbit.
You don't need two rabbit people for the dolphin.
You can do the rabbit. They're going to do webcam. Guys don't care about a rabbit. We want to see a woman get impaled by a smart water container. That's what we're looking for.
It's a no, rabbit and
not,
a dolphin?
Are you going to the zoo?
What is going on here?
Because she'll never take you back.
No.
Yeah. Well here's what you do.
Anyway.
No, here's something. I don't know if you guys know about this, but Albert, I'm going to tell you something. They have something called the iVibe.
What's that?
You know what that is? Mm-mm. This thing's crazy. It is a vibrator, and when you talk to someone on web camera, you can be the one controlling it. So you can decide when wow she like are when you she can use it. Because you don't want her, you want her happy, but you don't want her too happy. You
right
know
you
what I mean?
In control.
Yeah. So this controller way, she can carry it around with her, and at random times, you can just switch it on. Because that's going to make it a lot more fun. Like if she's at work.
That works long distance like that?
Yeah. Really?
Oh, that's crazy.
So is it in her underwear? Is this like something she puts in her underwear?
I don't know. I don't have one.
Sure,
it's kind of like,
Roomba, right,
but it doesn't suck everything out.
How come they don't have things like that for guys?
What's the name of your mother's name of your mother?
Beatrice.
Beatrice, did you hear what your son just said?
No, that wasn't true. That was Ken August.
Your son is disgusting.
Well, if this is my cousin, I'm going to tell your mother. Al, tell your mother.
Tell her anyway.
Alberto.
No, it's true.
Whether it's him or not.
Guys don't get any of this shit. Yeah, we get all the toys, sex toys, the dildos, the vibrators.
Pocket pussies.
What do guys have?
No
have
guy uses pussies a pocket pussy.
Yeah, it's not a pocket pussy. Pocket pussy.
You know a guy that uses
yeah
one?
Yeah.
That's
yeah
disgusting.
If it's you, you're going to have to move out tomorrow. Seriously.
No,
I don't want that thing in the house.
For having a vagina made
as long
of plastic
as he cleans it, right?
Yeah, put it in the dishwasher.
Oh, God.
You guys are sharing nice DNA.
Seriously, it would be less disgusting if I was cooking someone on the stove.
That is nice.
So technically, you have had his sperm a little bit. A little bit on your glasses.
Not a little bit. That he also blows them. So,
no, no.
So, I don't know if you knew that.
No,
it's okay.
Sorry, Mrs. Norris. That's not how
I can't believe I'm doing this and
out
there's no inheritance.
Drew uses the dish soap Dawn of the Dead Sperm.
Dawn of the Dead Sperm.
That's horrible.
That's horrible.
All right, well,
it's in the theme with our morbid show today.
This is a very morbid show today. I'm not sure what's going on.
It's me.
It's you,
I blame
Jen
me. I blame thanks me.
Who all died right in the next question, Drew?
No one yet.
Oh.
However, Ian in Bellflower wrote in and said, I recently went in for my yearly physical and my regular doctor was out sick. His replacement was a woman. I didn't want to seem unreasonable, but she was very professional, but it did make me really uncomfortable. Between making me cough and my prostate exam, it was more than I could handle. Is it normal for women to examine men?
Yeah, it's normal for men to examine women. What are you, retarded?
What's get over here, Marie.
What?
Okay. I'm a dentist.
Well, first of all, Ian, that's a silly question because it's not like we have women doctors.
No.
Not good ones.
Not good ones.
No.
I'm kidding.
Not real ones.
I'm going to cut your asses. Nice.
No, I wouldn't be comfortable if I had a woman doctor.
Well, that's because you're a guy and you're thinking like, oh, she's seeing my butthole and you're getting all freaked out about it. But women, we have male gynecologists. My gynecologist is male. And it's just they're doctors.
Is the office in his apartment?
But you having a male gynecologist in no way changes my frame of mind of she can see my asshole. That doesn't change that at all. You're like, well, guys, touch my vagina.
She was looking at his nutsack.
Maybe you need to get waxed first in order to feel comfortable.
What is the Mr. Miyagi hand signal with the wax?
What the hell was that?
Yeah, was that waxing? Like, what are you just waxing an ass only? What is that?
Wax on, wax off. Jack on, jack
get
off.
Your butthole bleached. Like,
no,
why?
You know what? Marie?
What does this have to do with a woman giving me an exam?
Marie, let me check.
Is my ass going
just
surfing?
Be comfortable with yourself.
Is your doctor a man or a woman?
No, good point, Jen.
It's a woman.
See?
I don't want a male.
Here's the part Marie leaves out of the story. When the doctor says, right? Like, put your feet in stirrups, Marie's doctor, it's like leather cuffs and chains, you know? It's like,
no, he didn't get his degree online. He actually went to school.
I've had both men and women doctors, and I'm much more comfortable with a woman examining my dick.
There you go.
I'm imagining like any second she's gonna put it in her mouth. She's gonna put it in her mouth.
Oh my god.
That's what Drew does with his male doctor though.
Hey.
That's why I'm not legally allowed to get a massage anymore, by the way.
Exactly. Before I would get examined, I'd look at some magazines before I walk into the room.
Did you do that before everything?
Oh, okay. Can I ask you guys something?
I'm really bigger than this.
When
I swear.
They examine your penis, do they stick something in the hole?
No, wait.
What are you fucking Freddy Krueger?
Listen, you guys.
Yeah, it's a glass tube and then they shatter it.
Let me testify. One of the old-fashioned
wanted to do that once.
No, you two are mean.
No, one of the old-fashioned methods
stuck in there.
Of testing for STDs was to stick a long swab in the urethra. That's true.
See?
Yeah, and you can win the 1800s.
What does Aretha Franklin have to do with any of this?
And it's the worst experience of my that I've ever had in my life.
It's a form of torture.
Sometimes I look inside my husband. I'm just like making sure everything's okay.
When you look inside of his urethra, you make a talk like me, 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 me.
Yeah, I do. I go me, me, me.
See, my doctor
is
actually very shy. Yeah, like, my doctor is so shy, he's a little Asian guy. He doesn't even look when he's doing it. Like, he looks away. He doesn't ever make eye contact with me.
He's so small.
He's just like, oh, it's so horny. Oh.
We have a caller. Oh, I'm sorry. Caller, we got 2 minutes. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's happening? Who's this?
This is Ryan Reeves. How you guys doing?
All right, Ryan, what's happening, buddy?
Not much. Just saw the number on Facebook and figured I'd call. I always like live podcasts.
Wait a minute.
Is this the same guy?
Do you live on a flooring carpet?
No, it's a different dude.
Is this a different dude?
Yeah, I know Ryan.
Does he also have a magic carpet?
What up, Vince?
All right.
All right, Ryan, you got a question for bad advice?
Yeah.
Let's have it.
Let's say you're with a chick, right?
Yep.
And you run out of lubrication.
Yep.
Okay? Mm-hmm. But you have a fridge full of Tabasco. And a thing full of Visine. What do you do?
Is she from Louisiana? Then it's okay.
Yeah, you spit on it.
Yeah.
You spit on it.
First of all,
spit on your own.
Yeah, spit on your own.
You don't want to use Visine because unless
100% spitting on
you. You know what they say about Visine. If you ingest Visine, you immediately get the runs.
Yeah, you'll get the shits.
Yeah, you want to mix your Tabasco sauce with your spit. And now make it kind of mild.
Then it's more like salsa.
Why don't you shove the Tabasco into your penis
hole? You know what I mean?
Well, if it's her time of the month, then yeah, I guess you could use Visine.
It doesn't get that kind of red out. Let me just tell you.
Ryan, if she's a Latina, you're supposed to use Cholula.
And sriracha if she's
sriracha if she's Asian.
Yeah. Asian? No, she's definitely not Asian.
Oh, you're missing out.
You can tell the sideways vagina.
You don't got
tell.
The fever?
It's okay, so it's not sideways.
No. I don't think. It's got kind of slanted. You know, she's not.
It could be almond.
She just had a stroke. That's also possible.
If he uses the Tabasco, yeah.
You should make it sensual.
She might have used too much Tabasco.
Now, let me ask you this. You know, if she doesn't have any lubrication, you're sure she's actually alive, right?
Yeah, I mean, she said something like a couple minutes ago. You know, she could be a cougar. You know, cougars are always dry. You know what I mean? Hey, but I love cougars so much, I stay ready for cougars. I keep some Vaseline. I keep some Crisco. My boy works at the bowling alley, so I got to hook up on Lane oil. You know what I'm saying?
Well, listen, you keep it. I want you to keep it moist, and I want you to keep it real. We got to say goodbye because we're down to 30 seconds. But make sure you like us on Facebook. Subscribe free on iTunes, buddy. We will talk to you soon, all right?
Thanks for the
invite. Give us a call next week.
Peace. Take it easy, folks.
You have crazy friends.
All right, I want to thank everybody for being here. I want to thank Ken August. Listen to the weekly wrap-up. We got Marie Del Preti. Make sure you find her online. Vince Royale, very funny man. Sal Rodriguez, listen to Registered Ear Offenders. And Jen Wiggins, thank you for joining us. I hope you had a good first time.
Bye.
We'll see everybody later.
Now I can do the second half of my piss. That's awesome.